Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
To Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Who would you say has looked the best in the tournament so far?
I would say... Oh, man. UCLA's look pretty good. I like Tennessee. I kind of like what Texas has done, actually, but that's, you know, there are two.
Texas
teams.
It may be the best-looking team.
I like what Michigan State has done because they've been challenged in two straight games. I mean, I guess any team that's moving on, you've got some positive things to say. Alabama had a really good second game. The first game, not as much, but...
Maryland was up early.
Yeah, but
against them.
Yeah, but then they cruised in the back end of the first half, took a 5-point lead, and then won by 18, I think.
Right, much like the Cougs did.
Yeah,
you know,
but they had a 5-point lead going into half. Alabama was down for much of the half, and then all of a sudden, zoom, they shot past the end of the first, and then they linked in it in the second half. If I had to reset the odds,
you know, Miami's looked really good so far. That's kind of that. Xavier really struggled in their first game, and then cruised against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh looked great in their first game,
yeah,
and then struggled. Gonzaga's looked good.
I didn't get to see what did UCLA. I'm trying to remember what they did yesterday.
The UCLA beat Northwestern.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. They had an easy one the first game. Yeah, they cruised.
They're a 2 seed, so they should.
Let me see what I'm interested to see who do you think the favorite is to win the tournament?
Kansas State. You know, beating Kentucky the way that they did.
Who do you think is the favorite to win the tournament?
The favorite right now to win the tournament has to be Alabama.
Because it was Houston going into the tournament.
I would say it's probably Alabama 1, Texas 2.
Okay. The odds to win
Texas has to go through Houston.
Alabama 1, plus 360. Houston 2, 420. UCLA plus 900. Gonzaga plus 900.
Where's Texas?
Plus 1,000.
Well, they got to go through Houston. That's probably why.
In Houston, but that's not – I mean, no, that's right, in Kansas City. But once you get to the Final Four, Houston or Texas, especially I think Texas, it's going to be a big advantage from a home court standpoint because they will be buying up tickets left and right.
Absolutely.
Hopefully Houston fans do too. I think they will.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, it's going to be a tough ticket. If you don't have your tickets already, it's going to be a really, really tough ticket to get. Now – the final game is always much easier because the fans from, you know, the fans of the losing teams are getting rid of theirs.
Right.
But it's going to be a tough ticket if Houston or Texas, more than likely, one of those two teams is going to be there.
Yep.
That's the big favorite, is one of those two teams is going to be there. That's going to be a really tough ticket. That
Miami's
that
the longest odds at plus 750.
Well,
it's not a bad dog, though.
Well, they got to go through Houston and Texas.
Yeah. Well... you assume Texas is just going to cruise past Xavier? Xavier looked pretty funky this last game out. They looked better,
but they didn't look very good at all in their first
game.
They struggled.
Look at odds to win the East. Tennessee plus 130, Michigan State plus 280, Kansas State plus 300, Florida Atlantic plus 380. It's a scrap.
That is a scrap there.
Who do you like in that one? I think I might go Kansas State plus 300.
I like Kansas State.
From an odds standpoint.
I like Kansas State or Tennessee. Those are the two chalk probably. But, well, Michigan State's playing really well. And FAU's a beast. FAU is tough.
Odds to win the West, UCLA. Here's another tough one. UCLA, Gonzaga, and UConn are all plus 210. UConn's been good, too. UCLA, Gonzaga, UConn plus 210, Arkansas plus 420.
Arkansas just beat
Kansas.
Yeah. And they're the biggest dog there?
Well, here's the thing. Well, so Arkansas doesn't make threes. They make five a game. How do you survive in the NCAA tournament when you make five threes a game? But they are long. They're tough on defense. I could see Arkansas getting out of there at plus 420.
Absolutely.
I could absolutely see them getting out of there. Look how they hung in and overtook Kansas.
Absolutely. Wow. That Arkansas, who just beat Kansas, is the biggest dog in that regional. And what's the to get out of the Midwest, the Cougs?
The Midwest, the Cougs are the favorite. Minus 120, Texas plus 190. Xavier plus 650, which is not bad odds. And in Miami, plus 750.
Yeah. Man, I tell you, this is showing much respect for the Cougs now.
No, I mean.
Especially the way they've been playing.
This is Vegas.
Yeah.
This is Vegas showing the respect. So.
Yeah. I love that. 33-3 now on the season are the Cougs. What about the South Regional? Alabama, Creighton, Princeton. San Diego State. Yeah,
Alabama.
Alabama's got to be a huge favorite now.
Yeah, Alabama in that region.
Look at the teams. San Diego State, Creighton, and Princeton.
Alabama minus 130.
That's all.
Creighton plus 160. San Diego State plus 550. Princeton plus 2,400. What do you think Princeton is to win the entire thing? Plus 10,000.
Yeah.
The best odds to win the whole thing,
I tell you
to
what,
me,
those white boys can shoot, though.
Yeah, they can. The best team to the best odds to win the whole thing for me would be, God, I just don't know if I can go with Kansas State. Kansas State's plus 1,900.
What's UCLA?
Plus 900.
That's not a bad one.
Pretty good. You want to look for the easiest road to get there. So Alabama's plus 360, as you would imagine. That's the easiest road to get there. UCLA is the toughest because it's UCLA, Gonzaga, Connecticut.
To get to the championship game, Alabama has to get through San Diego State, Creighton, Princeton, Florida Atlantic, Tennessee, Kansas State, and Michigan State.
It's not the hardest.
No. The
and they're only minus 130.
That's crazy.
Seems a little low, doesn't it?
I mean, the highest seed left in their bracket is the sixth seed, and in the other bracket, Tennessee is what, a five seed? Tennessee's a four seed. I mean, that's pretty easy road right there. That they've taken care of all of the top seeds in that bracket. Well, Kansas State is the three seed. Kansas State's the three seed. But man, I would think Alabama would be, yeah, and they are. Well, they're the favorite, but not that much over the Cougs. Amazing, way to go, Cougs! Way to step up in that second half.
You just missed. Molly Karam getting up and walking around to.
Well, I see she's fixing herself there.
Unbutton a collar for Stephen A. Smith.
She
walked around the table.
She did?
Yep. Missed it.
Why didn't you call me?
I was right here looking at it.
Well, thanks.
You had a great soliloquy about the tournament. I couldn't take you off that.
Man.
I didn't want to distract you from. You were on a roll.
I hate that when Molly Kiram gets up and walks around. God, I hate that. Stop doing that on TV, Molly. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What are your thoughts about, hey, Coug fan, let's go. I mean, your team is
what
in
are
the
we
Sweet
on
16.
Spring break again?
I mean, honestly.
We're on spring break again,
Coug
fans?
Help that our stream didn't work.
It didn't help that the.
Not that we make our listeners work hard ever. It's amazing what we do to our listeners. And you're still here, and we love you for it. Thank you for being
That's
here.
That's right.
Thank you for being here. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. World Baseball Classic, U.S. versus Japan or Mexico. I mean, how you think that we could have a border problem if it's Mexico versus the U.S. here?
What do you mean? No. What? No, there's no border problem. Everything's going fine.
That's what I'm saying. We wouldn't want any kind of skirmish or any kind of issues on the border.
Here's the new rule. If we're going to have border issues like this, you have to play for the U.S. soccer team. Nobody, you can't go. We're not doing dual citizenship stuff. Even if you come over legally, right. From now on, we need to start saying, okay, look, but if you're a good soccer player, we get first dibs on World Cup team and World Baseball Classic team.
Yeah.
Right. That's fair.
That I think. So that's the only people we're taking over? That's coming?
Well, it helps.
If you want to play.
Do you have speed? Are you a good striker? We need a striker.
We do need a striker.
We need a goal scorer.
We do need a goal scorer. Gosh, dog, we need a goal scorer. And we don't mind having a Lopez or Hernandez.
No, absolutely
no.
not.
No, 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 no. I mean.
We just need a goal scorer. A
little dual citizenship.
Yeah. On our side.
On our side.
On our side,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. No, no, no. Absolutely. Because we've seen a lot of our people go to other places.
Do you think there's any chance that anything happens with the World Baseball? Because no one's made a big deal about it ever until this year when there was a freak injury, there was a baseball injury. And, you know, the baseball injury is unfortunate. It could happen in spring training. It could happen at any time. People would call for the end of preseason basketball games, but there's no talk about you're not allowed to, if it happened or somebody tore an ACL in the preseason, but no one would talk about it. But no one ever talks about, you know, players playing in the Drew League pickup games. These things can happen in sports. They can happen. I think there's going to be a lot of talk about what must be done, and then nothing's going to be done about this because it's just, you know, it's just an unfortunate bad luck. I do think that the World Baseball Classic could get moved to November. The question is going to be where is it played right now? Where are they playing it?
The World Baseball Classic?
Yeah.
Oh, they've been playing in all different places. I know. Was it in Miami?
I mean, you have if it's November, you have to have it in a warm weather climate.
Or, yeah, why not? Who cares?
Or maybe you'd have to have everything in one area.
Well, but can they do that in Asia? Can they play it in November? I guess they could. Yeah. I think they're still playing baseball in November in Asia, aren't
yeah.
they? In the Asian countries?
Yeah, and there's indoor stadiums too. So
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they consolidate the amount of places you play and maybe do that in November.
You could play in Southern Europe or Northern Africa.
Warm enough?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
In November?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
In Southern Europe, you could.
But you're going to be in Sevilla playing the World Baseball Classic? You think they have a baseball stadium for that?
Well, probably not in Sevilla.
I don't think Spain's baseball
Italy,
team is very talented.
I think they have some baseball stadiums in Italy.
Do they?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Did you see them?
Old soccer venues.
Did you see them convert the Vikings Dome into a baseball stadium?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
It was
cool.
Weird.
Well, you saw, did you see any of the time-lapse stuff?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You should find out. The first time I ever saw that was when they converted the Astrodome from a baseball facility into a football facility on the same day when the Houston Cougars used to play there. And it's wild when you see them convert it, it's wild how they change the dimensions of the field.
It was weird because the sidelines were going right through center field.
Or Wrigley, whenever Northwestern's played Notre Dame or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's off-putting to me. I don't like seeing it. It looks gross.
9:15. Coach, we get you on the other side. Everybody else wants in. 713-780-3776. Right now, a little insurance, though.
TGS Insurance says, look, you're going to be on your phone anyway. Why not just text us? The number is 232323, and the word is money. Just type money to 232323. That sets in motion a company who aggregates A-rated insurance companies, and what they're able to do then is use their algorithm to shop all these A-rated insurance companies and find the very best results for you. So they get all these competitive rates. They text the very best one back to you within 15 seconds. And so what I'm telling you is that within 15 seconds, you're going to find out how much you could be paying for A-rated insurance as opposed to what you are paying. And if you are with another company and you've already paid, you've prepaid, did you know that you can get all of your prorated money back in the form of a check, even if you switch today. You can switch as early as today and start paying less for your homeowner's insurance. And if you got the bundle, forget about it. Just ask TGS. They'll tell you, or they'll even, you know, get a quote for you. There's no reason that you should be sticking around for bundles when your bundles save you less than going individually with competitive rates for homeowners and, frankly, car insurance. TGS Insurance right now is the website, tgsinsurance.com, or text the word money to 232323.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. 97.5.
Time to talk about Doc Manavese. She's awesome. And I've said it before, she's Yale smart. She's unbelievable. I mean, they've got all kinds of different stuff that you can do over there. Ladies, the varicose veins. There's all kinds of different options that you have. For us guys, we're a little bit older. We might have prostate problems, getting up in the middle of the night a bunch of times to pee, having a problem starting and stopping, not emptying your bladder. These can all be problems. You can cause urinary tract infections and all kinds of different stuff that could hurt you. If you have an enlarged prostate, not cancerous, but if you have an enlarged prostate, there's only one place in the world to go, and that's to go see Doc Manavese. I mean, I imagine other doctors are doing this too, but she's unbelievable right here in the city of Houston, and there's no surgery. It's just an IV. It's you're going to get an ultrasound. You're going to get or an x-ray, and you're going to get a MRI, and 45 minutes to an hour, and then, you know, in 45 minutes or so, and then a half hour of resting afterwards, it's a long lunch, and you don't have prostate problems anymore. She will shrink that prostate. It's unbelievable. It also helps with ED. So if you're looking for a great way to get out of this problem that you have, don't get surgery. Go to 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
Boy, hey, I'm in love with the lights, the love, the rights, the wrongs. They told me that it wouldn't be night for long, the life.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 919 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 7137803776. What you got? Let's go. Coach Bear wants to get in here and talk about his Cougs. What do you say, Coach Bear?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Long time since I've heard y'all. But yeah, them Cougs, I love that old school defense they play. It's really nice to see them go ahead and play that defense and get away a little bit from offensive basketball. It's good to see that the star players back. But University of Texas is going to beat them. I know y'all might not want to hear that, but UT is going to beat them. So U of H's dream for Final Four will be long gone after, I guess, Sunday. But anyway.
Well, we will see.
Yeah.
We will see.
Talk now. Make sure you call in on Monday.
Well, both those teams have to make it through they do.
They're going to. And would that set up a nice matchup?
They're both favorites, but see what the numbers
never know what's going to happen. But don't be shy when the Cougs are in the Final Four on Monday. Don't be shy to call in there, Coach Bear. Okay, all right. Great to have you listening. We appreciate you listening. We also want to hear from you when the Cougs are cutting after the Cougs cut down them nets in Kansas City. All right, just want to hear from you then on Monday. Okay. So, Adam Schefter, we don't have him in. He's not in there. Adam Schefter says that he is hearing that Bryce Young is going number one. You got it? Here is, RJ's back, is in there. RJ's been working with both sides, the stream and this.
What?
Here is Adam Schefter talking about
the
number one
delete
overall pick.
Delete this sound.
And I think going into the process of evaluating the quarterbacks, I think that Bryce Young is the favorite to become the number one overall pick, and they will go in with an really?
Yeah, let's live there for just a second if we can, because some people have thought maybe Anthony Richardson climbed into that conversation after the combine.
Stroud.
You're hearing C.J. Stroud, especially with that offensive line.
Going into the process, I think, let me say it this way, I think Bryce Young is to the Panthers what Mac Jones was to the 49ers when they traded up. They traded up with the idea that they really liked Mac Jones, and then they went through the process and wound up on Trey Lance. I think in this particular case, this team moved up with the idea that Bryce Young was a guy that they loved. They also really like C.J. Stroud. He's definitely got support in the organization. And we'll see what transpires during the course of evaluations. But I think at the beginning of the process, it starts out with Bryce Young as the favorite.
Well, I mean, it should.
It should, yeah.
It should. He's the best quarterback in the draft. You know, now.
Should we hope that, he's wrong? Should we hope that? I don't know where to fall on this thing, if you want to know the truth. I really don't know where to fall anymore. I want Bryce Young, but I'm worried that the frame is just too small for this deal. We haven't seen anybody his size ever succeed at this level.
Well, you'll get your hope for a bigger quarterback if he does. Well, we'll see. We'll see if they'll go C.J. Stroud with Mulgeta. I don't think that would keep them from drafting C.J. Stroud, but you just never know. You just never know.
If you're fine with having C.J. Stroud for 4 years, or
no one's fine with that. If you're drafting a quarterback second, you don't rent a quarterback for 5 years. Of course, you've also got franchise, but then you got to worry about Mulgeta saying, "Just sit out."
Yeah,
it's no big deal.
3 years is plenty.
Yeah, just start sitting out. You're fine.
Especially if he plays really well, Mulgeta will just destroy.
And then people yell, "Give him his bag." He shouldn't play because he could get hurt before he gets his bag. He's getting a bag right now. Do we even play football anymore? Do we even play sports? Or is it just a professional bag league? Is it just all PBL? I swear to you, I've never seen so much. Every headline, everything is about the money that is being made, or the contract, or this, that, or the other, the bag. It's like, it's a given that every player is going to make a ton of money. That's a given. It's just weird that that's the lead and everything, that's all people care about is the scoreboard of the bag. Instead of, it's weirdly more important than how you have actually performed is, what is your bag going to look like? Well, I mean, you're not going to be judged, honestly, when it's all said and done, you're going to be judged on a lot of other things. I get questions from my son all the time. What do you think about, where would Kyrie rank among this, that, and the other? Kyrie is not going to rank as an all-time great. He's not going to. He's going to be the guy, and he's made a ton of money too. And people have talked about his contract when he's got signed. I look at the bag that Kyrie got. Although a little less so on NBA because it's always, you know, you have a max dollar amount that's huge. But they've set that up. With Kyrie, he's going to be known as for a lot of things other than basketball. That's just what it's going to be. It's never going to change unless he wins multiple titles, which I don't think is going to happen. Kyrie's not going to be known for he's not going to be known as an all-time great because of his basketball stuff. He was a basketball player who happened to have some other stuff that kind of distracted you from all that. I see Laremy Tunsil, and he's just celebrating. Literally, like, it's not like let's run it back or let's, you know, well, maybe that's not a great thing to say to Texans. Like, you know, blessed to be in Houston, to stay in Houston.
Look,
I'm committed to. It's just about somebody bring me my money. That's all.
Tell him to bring me money. Yeah.
That's what he posted on Instagram as soon as he signed. It wasn't looking forward to D'Amico Ryans or blessed to stay here in Houston. There's work to do. Let's get it. You know, something like that. Yeah. It's just bring me my money and that's it. Okay.
Well, $50 million guaranteed. Good for him. God bless. God bless.
Oh, and fine. I'm not worried about his money. But he's not going to let me hold any of it. So don't expect me to be excited about your money, because unless anybody wants to let me hold some of their money, I will be your number one cheerleader. On God, I will say anything that you want on Twitter if you just let me hold a substantial portion, a substantially small portion of your signing bonus. That's all I'm looking for.
So let me ask you this question. How did you like the Space City uniforms last year for the Astros?
Well, they were bad luck.
Well,
they lost a lot. They won
a World Series with them.
Yeah. Was that what they were wearing their last game?
No, but they still won a World Series and they had them.
Yeah, but when they wore them, they sucked.
What about new gold uniforms?
I've seen it. It's not all gold though. It's gold around the patch.
That's it?
Yeah, it's just gold around the patch, the World Series patch.
Well, they got their gold uniforms for 2023. They're having a gold rush on Wednesday from 12:01.
Okay, I
want Tuesday night,
I
Wednesday
see
morning.
Because what I've seen is
they're not even showing them.
No, what I've seen, I think it leaked. It's just the patch. I think it's the stitching
they
around
be all
the World
gold.
Series patch. Yeah,
it's I'm not fine like with a that. Gold rush. Not like NFL gold rush. It's
I
not,
don't think it is. No,
that's terrible. It should be all gold.
If you call it gold rush, it should be an all, gold,
all gold
uniform. Yeah,
but they're having a gold rush at the team store, 12:01 Wednesday morning until 11:59 Wednesday night. So you can go and get your gold rush on. How long will the line will be long? It's just stupid. You can go at any time instead. You can go at 3 a.m. instead. People will just go and just it'll be stupid. It'll just be stupid. Do you know what I'm not doing? Waiting in line to go buy something. But especially at midnight, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, no. I don't think I'm going to be a part of it.
No, you're not
I just
be a part
I don't
of it.
Really think I'm going to.
Unless you're still out.
Yeah, I just don't think I want to be a part of it.
I don't stand in line for clothes.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Not standing in line for shoe drops. Not standing in line for clothes.
Nothing.
That's what online orders.
I'm not standing in line for anything anymore. That's me.
I don't even like being on a wait more than 30 minutes at a restaurant.
No, a wait 30 minutes. We're going somewhere else. Let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to be in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We haven't even touched on the Rockets. We have to talk about this. Starting to become a problem, though. It's starting to become a problem. But you know what's not a problem? You know what's awesome? Highland Pines. GolfHighlandPines.com. If you haven't been there yet, I love Highland Pines so much, I joined. That's how much I love Highland Pines. I'm telling you, the golf course is awesome. From the Zoysia, it's just different. The grass is different. It's like crunchy. It stands straight up. Your ball is standing straight up in the fairway all the time. The greens are laser Zoysia, which no other. It took years for them to develop this green because a lot of the Zoysia, you just can't cut that low. Well, you can cut this low because they were rolling 12 on the stint meter, and you don't know what that is. Guess what? That's fast. That's really, really fast. You got great undulation. You got elevation changes, which we don't have in the city of Houston. We got it all right there in Porter on 99 between. And it takes me literally a half hour to get there from the Galleria between 59 and Hardy Toll Road on 99 North. It is just so awesome. If you're looking for a great place to play, either daily fee or you can become a member to three different courses, as a matter of fact. I think it's the best deal in the city. Highland Pines, Augusta Pines, Glenlock Pines. You got to go to GolfHighlandPines.com, GolfHighlandPines.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Time for you to build a website, except you say, well, I don't know how to build a website. I guess my brother-in-law knows. No, don't. Listen, don't do that. Don't do that. Because SiteJab is here for you with over two decades of changing and altering the landscape of how web designing has gone here in Houston. They've been at the forefront for years and years. Hector Garcia and his crew do an amazing job of building your site from the ground floor up. It represents you. It represents your business. You want something that's interactive with the viewer. You want those eyes to find very quickly what it is that you do, the work that you've done. You want them to be able to respond to you, see your suite of products, and you want SiteJab to build you a site that is going to make sure that they can convert those eyes into business leads for you right away, maybe even directly to income with e-commerce on the site. They do branding. They do a lot of different build outs for your, not just your website, but also your brand management, your logo creation, social media management, professional video shoots, and so much more. Go to sitejab.com and see how they can be the solution for your problems. SiteJab.com.
Are on the air.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Were you at all when Jabari hit that shot against the Pelicans to beat him?
God, that's not a shot he shoots. He rose up, but it was not like he was a little off balance. He wasn't a catch and shoot set shot. He caught it, made two dribbles.
Yeah, and then right,
and then went up. There was no doubt he was shooting that thing. And when it went in, I'm like, man, Jabari is. It was a 3-game win streak.
Yeah.
Now, it's over now.
Yeah, it's over now, but it's still got. Hey, they're only like 3 games out of not getting 14% ping pong balls.
More importantly, they're. Now they have to finish 6-5 at the end, where they even hit their over for win total this year.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous that we're talking about a win total.
I know. I think they're going to really step up and lose, but we'll see. No, I mean, they look.
You think they'll come through?
This is why you know they're not trying to tank. Everyone, oh, they're just trying to tank. No, look how hard they've been trying. Look how excited they were when they won.
Well, San Antonio.
The whole building exploded. Like, it was like it was a playoff game.
It was like it was an NCAA tournament win. So they fell behind San Antonio with yesterday's loss, which was nice. Congratulations. They are now.
Or shot in front of them?
They're a full game behind. Well, in front of.
Yeah,
behind.
In front of.
Right. But Charlotte right now is 22-50. And the Rockets are 18-53. That's just 2.5 games from being out of 14% ping pong balls. That's getting a little scary right now. Plus, you know, I don't know who's the fourth pick going to be. Doesn't matter if it's fourth or fifth, whatever. The Pistons are entrenched now with the first overall pick. They're entrenched. They've got a two and a half game lead on the Rockets for the number one overall pick. Well, for the worst record in the league anyway. And the Rockets are only 1 game ahead of the Spurs and only 2.5 out of not getting 14% ping pong balls. So that got a little worrisome over the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, are we sure we want to win 3 in a row?
It went through my head as well, but it's not like they're destined for a 7-game win streak. That's not happening. So, and you know what? You finish in the bottom three, you're still the same. Win some games. Learn to win. Get excited. Give fans a reason to get excited.
Man.
More importantly, Jabari Smith looks like it's March Madness. Jabari's like, hey, I like this time of year.
Hey, when I was at that Celtics game and we went, it was fun to see him win.
Yeah,
it really
absolutely.
Was. It was really fun to see him win. And they went nuts on Jabari in the locker room with
It was like an NCAA tournament win.
They're
not trying to lose. That's the frustrating part. They're not trying to lose. They're not tanking. They want to win. They just play bad basketball for too many stretches. But then when they win 3 in a row, you see how excited they are. You see how much it means to them to win. And they're trying to give a little, look, none of this is going to save Steven Silas. It can't.
No.
I don't care how you finish the season. It cannot save Steven Silas.
Of the 11, now they got Golden State up next. I believe Golden State has lost 11 in a row on the road.
Yeah, Golden State is not the same.
They're
team
not
right
good.
Now.
So they're coming here tonight. Golden State is here tonight, and Golden State is terrible on the road. That's not good. That doesn't bode well for us.
They just got beat by.
We need more losses here.
Dylan Brooks and DC Klay Thompson was getting into it. Dylan Brooks on the sideline.
Speaking of Dylan Brooks, you've got Memphis at 2 in a row Wednesday and Friday at Memphis.
Please, I do not need anyone threatening us with guns.
No.
Like, please don't let Memphis descend down and try to. We don't need any problems with Memphis. I know Ja is like supposedly a changed man after 7 days. I just feel like I don't need any of his guys in the building at all. Can we keep Ja's people out? We don't need this.
No, need it.
We don't need these problems here in Houston.
So at Memphis, you got Golden State tonight. At Memphis, at Cleveland, at New York, at Brooklyn. All those teams are going to be favorites against the Rockets. Brooklyn is actually playing better now without Kevin Durant than they were before. Did you see? The return of Brunson. He looked really, really good. Cleveland is playing really well. All these are potential really good losses. All these are really going to be really good. But then you got Detroit here, the Lakers here, that could be two wins. Those two could be two wins.
Yep.
You got Denver, which is Denver destroyed them last. That's not even at Charlotte and at Washington. You could end the season with a couple of wins there too.
Yeah.
At Charlotte and at Washington.
You could.
So this is going to get dangerous, I think.
I don't think so. I hope it does.
You, they're not getting to 20. What do they need?
Four wins. They're at 18.
You want 7 wins.
They're at 18. That's just six wins.
You want them to go
That's 7-4. That's just 6 wins.
You want them to go.
That's just 6 wins.
6-5.
Yeah.
Down the stretch. Then they won't get 14% yes, ping pong balls. No, they won't. If they win six games.
I'm just telling you right now. If we get 14% ping pong balls and pick fourth, I'm going to blame you. I could have had more wins and you want 14%. Big deal anyway. Yeah, who cares anyway?
No. Well, they got to get 14%.
If they get the fourth pick, I'm going to be furious.
Listen, I've been rooting for you, but guess what? It's over now.
You've not been rooting for me.
I have been rooting for you. I want you to get your...
It's not over.
Like, did you want me to get my Texans wins?
Yes.
They got what? They got 3 wins and everybody went nuts. Everyone went idiots about it. Okay? You wanted it to happen. Get out of here.
And now Adam Schefter saying Carolina may take Bryce Young. Although he seemed like he was... That's how the process started. He compared it to San Francisco, where San Francisco apparently started saying they wanted Mac Jones and ended saying they wanted Trey Lance. So, I don't know. And then he goes, it's a very similar situation where they're starting where Bryce Young should be the first. Like, do you know something? Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. He didn't really say, I'm hearing. This is how it starts. He didn't really say.
Yeah, it was a very vague.
Yeah.
And usually when Schefter says something, you kind of lock in on it. And not this. So I'll wait to see what Woj or Shams says about this.
All right.
Because that's why I wait for Woj bombs or Shams. I want them to start breaking news in the NFL just if they can, just to kind of flex. Well, if Shams were to drop who the pick was going to be, just to kind of flex on everybody, would that be incredible?
Allegedly, Frank Reich wants C.J. Stroud, but the owner, Tepper, wants Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
That's what's out there.
But we also heard Josh McCown thinking C.J. Stroud is the next coming.
Well, he thinks he's Joe Burrow, and he thinks that there is no issues with accuracy for Anthony Richardson.
He thinks that.
Never hit 60 in a year. Just got done at 54%, but just saw footwork. Just easy stuff to clean up. No problem.
Oh, okay. All right. Back to Jabari. This is how it felt, he says. Hitting that game. Jabari's been really, really, this is encouraging. Jabari playing the way he is. This is a lot like last year, though, with Jalen. It didn't carry over to the next year. But cheers, Jabari. Jalen,
you mean the guy who had 40 yesterday and who has the second most 40-point games next to LeBron James before the age of 21? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he hadn't been great. Here's Five Jabari on how it felt hitting that game winner.
I felt like it was a video game, man. It was crazy. It's like I didn't see nobody else. It's like the gym went blank. It was just me and him. So it was a special moment for sure.
It was a special moment. They doused him with water or whatever they had in there. And they had a big time. They really celebrated. It was great to see the guys. I mean, as excited as they were. And then finally, Jim Duquette. Was this on MLB Network or wherever? Jim Duquette talking about, or whatever, podcast or whatever. Here's Jim Duquette about the Altuve injury.
They have depth in that lineup. The cold reality of it, I just get out on roster resource, right? We go on there to look at updated rosters. And I always wonder when you see an injury like this, what is the lineup potentially going to look like? Well, they already have Altuve on the injury list. Like, it happens that fast. And in baseball, you got to move on. You know, you don't have time to feel sorry for yourself because nobody else, Buck Showalter likes to say that all the time. No one's all the time going to feel sorry for you. No one's going to feel sorry for the Astros that one of their key players is out, even though you feel bad. Altuve is one of the great guys in the sport. I don't care what anybody says about the 2017, and people think that, well, he was a part of that cheating. I don't believe that he was personally. All right. That's a whole different story. This guy is still one of the best players in the sport. He's a a great human being. He's been great to our channel during the postseason. We're in Houston every single year anyway, and he comes on whenever we ask him. So, like, you feel bad for the person there. And the Astros, listen, you're right. They have enough to get to the postseason. But the Mariners are a really good team, and I think they have more depth when you look at their roster, 1 to 13 with their position players, and 1 to 13 from their starting pitching to their bullpen. I think it matches what the Astros are throwing out there.
So, yeah, nobody's going to feel sorry for the Astros, all right? We get that, and they shouldn't. Everybody's got their injuries. You know what? Screw them. You know what? It's us. It's the Astros underdogs against the world. You know what? Nobody thought they had a chance.
And Altuve's a great guy, but no one really cares at all.
No, he is a great guy.
Getting hurt, you know, big deal. Big deal. Altuve got hurt. No one cares about the Astros, but he's a great guy. But at the same time, you know, we're happy Astros get hurt.
No, we're not happy. Nobody's happy he got hurt. He's one of the great guys in the world.
Yeah, nobody's happy he got hurt. Signed Twitter.
Oh, well, yeah, except those idiots.
He was trending, and many of the trends were not nice. And then I argue with somebody, like, it's been proven he had a buzzer. There's all the videos with him and the buzzer. I'm like, what? What videos? Him and his teammates. Remember, he didn't want his shirt pulled off, and then the guy with the goggles had the... It's literally confetti. Like, it's gotten so hard now. And it's the same thing with politics. So it doesn't matter. If there's a true statement, it no longer matters. It used to be if you could refute something with a valid fact,
right,
then people go, oh, you know what? I may have been wrong. I may have been wrong on that. Now it doesn't matter.
No.
You can literally have a fact and no,
mm-hmm.
nope, I don't care. That's your opinion. No, this is a irrefutable fact. Here's the video of where you thought that our right fielder had a buzzer on. And then as you watch the video, you can see there's confetti and other pieces of confetti come off. It's really easy. It's not taping on a buzzer. It's literally confetti. Here's the video. You don't know that wasn't tape.
All right. We got to break it here. We got news of the week coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stay tuned all day long. We got all of the analysis of Altuve, of the Cougars, of the Rockets, of everything going on in sports today. Busy sports day. Thanks for joining us, and all the Texan stuff as well. Now, I want to talk right now about, I'm a big golf fan, and I hope you are too. There's 5 majors on the women's tour. One of them is the Carlton Woods this year. If you haven't never seen Carlton Woods, it's just beautiful. If you haven't been up there, you really need to go. Carlton Woods, the Nicholas course, is just beautiful. I've played there a bunch. I love it. I love it. I love it. You will love it too. Just watching the world's best female players, and they are great, great players. The Chevron Championship is the first of the 5 majors in professional golf, and it's right here. All the world's best players expected at the 52nd edition. This used to be the Dinosaur. Now it's the Chevron. Chevron couldn't be prouder of hosting this. It's a local company, obviously. Chevron is here in the city of Houston, and they're giving back. And they can't be happier. Proud to be sponsoring this deal. If you've never watched women's golf, it's a lot more like how we play than the men's golf, the men's tour. Okay, because they don't hit it nearly as long. They don't overpower all the courses. We don't do that either. They actually hit 6 irons and 7 irons, where the men's tour, that's all they do is hit pitching wedges and sand wedges into par 5s. You're looking for a great, great way to watch golf and enjoy the best players in the world. They're going to be here April 19th through the 23rd. TheChevronChampionship.com. Get your tickets now at TheChevronChampionship.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, News of the Weird brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, a mom is frantically looking. She can't get shoes for her kid. He's 14 years old.
Okay.
He has size 23 feet. You know who she should call?
Shaq. Yeah.
Or Yao. right?
Let me see. Scroll. Let me see a kid. Oh, my God. That kid's 14?
He's 14.
How big is he?
He's a giant. He looks like Hodor, only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an offensive tackle. How big does it say he is?
He's.
Got to have his size in there somewhere.
I don't know how. 6'10" freshman at Goodrich High School in Michigan.
No, he's a basketball player.
I don't know.
I don't know if we're. 6'10's too tall for tackle. We're out of the football business. No. Center of gravity too
high. He doesn't look 6'10", does he?
Well, he's sitting on a tiny chair. Well, I guess probably not even a tiny chair.
It's probably a giant chair.
It's probably
chair.
A regular chair.
It's probably just a giant chair that he's sitting on, and he's huge.
You see the knee circumference that kid has?
Yeah.
That tells you they're going to be a thick bone kid. He's going to be huge.
So North Korea claims almost 800,000 have signed up to fight against the U.S. That seems like a lot of people that want to fight the U.S., no?
Did they willingly sign up, or is it like where we have the draft where you got
it's North Korea. You have to believe everything that they say.
Yeah, you're automatically in. Well, my son got his selective service card. I'm like, wait, we still do this?
He did?
Yeah. He has a selective service card.
As well he should.
I didn't know you had to do that still. The draft?
Yeah. You still have to register?
I don't think he registered anything. I think it just said, hey, here you go.
Oh, maybe you don't have to register anymore.
It said, keep this in your wallet. He's like, what? I'm not sure what JT had to do at that age.
I'm not sure. Apparently, legislation in Florida says we're not talking about periods anymore in school. They're going to ban any period, girls' period talk in elementary grades.
Okay.
Do you feel
usually the conversation's in your health class.
Do you feel like...
Well, I don't know that it needs... I think it needs to be in health class like it's been in. That's where that stuff is.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that something we should never talk about?
Guys didn't need to find out any of that stuff, I don't think. I guess your parents can tell you.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I just don't want to have that conversation with snacks.
Yeah, no. Hey, girls.
Let's come in here. We need to talk about something important. A menstrual cycle is when a girl, Dad, I'm trying to watch
a YouTube video about most insane one-hand catches in pro football history.
Right.
Yeah, get back to that.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah, call. Son, that's fine. We'll talk about this when you're 40.
My wife, have you had that conversation with the boys? Oh, that's your job. You're supposed to do that.
I ain't doing that.
My job is yours.
I think I avoided it, too.
I have to make sure the doors are locked at night, make sure the trash is out. She just has put certain jobs on me. That's a man's job to do that. It is?
Yeah.
Okay, then you know what? This one's yours.
Yeah, I found out the man's job is to pay for dinner all the time. Like, you got a lot of money being paid.
Yeah, that's I'm yeah. I'm butting no. against that one in your house. I say, ooh,
no. No, no. She said, I like that you pay for dinner all the time. Like, yeah, but I don't. That's not that great. Apparently, you see this. Speaking of schools, AI makes plagiarism harder to detect. Argue academics in paper written by chatbot. So apparently. It's a lot easier to plagiarize somebody else now than it used to be. Well, that's awesome for kids.
Well, because the computer can recognize patterns of, especially if you teach it, so what AI does, computer learning is you just get multiple papers in there. It recognizes and it avoids certain patterns of words. And yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
That is awesome.
If kids weren't dumb enough, they're just going to roll through with ChatGPT to just knock that out.
Apparently, Catch Me If You Can, Frank Abagnale.
Yeah.
He says, you know, about his...
Is he still alive?
Yeah, about all his lying that he did.
Yeah.
He was lying about it.
No.
Yeah.
The guy who was the... Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was thinking about him yesterday.
Working
that,
for...
That somebody... I hope that Catch Me If You Can isn't flying this plane. And I was thinking about how he got away with it and everything else. And here this story popped up this morning.
No.
He said, yeah, it really didn't happen that way.
Well,
I was
okay,
lying.
But most of it happened that way, right?
I don't know. He says, no. He says, supposedly, he was not as great as they made him out to be.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm used to that. Hollywood took liberties for a story?
Yeah. Right. Apparently, a BC man is none too pleased. He's shocked to discover that his health file described him as a redneck hick.
Wait,
Can what you be now? A redneck hick?
What's a BC?
In
you said DC?
British Columbia.
Oh. And somebody called him a redneck hick,
yeah,
and saw it?
Because he hunts and he fishes and all that
no,
stuff.
No, but they put that in his file?
In his health file.
Well, no, immediately firing.
Well.
No, if you said that about
fired.
Anybody else.
He shouldn't be fired because he's a redneck.
No, the person who put that in his file.
Oh, that person.
Should immediately be fired.
Oh, I don't know about fire.
Yeah, if you call people
if you're,
names,
listen,
you should be fired.
Is it? He hunts and he fishes. He's a redneck.
Kind of make you a
it's
redneck
really
if
true.
You hunt and fish.
It is, yeah, it is.
So all your friends who hunt and fish are all
they're
rednecks?
They're all rednecks, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, hunt and fish. Yeah, you're a redneck, pretty much.
No, that's not true.
That is
not
true.
This state.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Brian Caswell's not a redneck.
He's a redneck.
No,
yeah, he is.
Hunts
and fishes.
He comes from oil money. He's not a redneck.
Yeah. Oh, you can't. This is a British Columbia guy. He's up in Canada.
I don't know about that. You don't put somebody's a redneck.
I
hick,
do.
Hick in
if
their
you're
file.
A redneck, you're a redneck. Nothing we can
okay.
do about it.
Try that on all the other races and see how it goes when they find their file.
Well, it's
see
okay to say
did.
Redneck. It's not okay to say
no,
some other thing.
Whoever put that should also be fired.
Okay.
It's going
to
be just
to
in
me,
Canada.
It's just a classification. You hunt and you fish. You're pretty much a redneck, okay? That's all.
Those aren't rednecky things.
They really
if
are.
If you make your own beef jerky and you got a pit bull,
okay. No. Wait a minute.
Now
you're a redneck?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Richmond Rosenberg, and we had the outlying areas of El Campo and all, Needville. I'm qualified to say what a redneck. You can say Italian stuff. I can say what rednecky stuff looks
well,
like.
Well, being from Chicago, I can tell redneck, okay?
If you put glass packs on your truck and make it go as
you're
loud as it can when you hit the gas, that's rednecky
stuff. That's redneck.
Stuff
that's
right
rednecky
there.
Stuff. No question. This guy might have had that. You don't know. Time for me to talk about hoops. You're not a redneck if you play hoops, that's for sure. If you play basketball, no rednecks play basketball. So here's the deal is if you play basketball, if your kids want to play basketball, if you love basketball, you want to have that goal in the front yard, you want to have it on the driveway there, you want to have it in the backyard, you want to concrete a court for your kids, you want to stencil it. You know, they don't do the concrete, but they do everything else at ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com has the best goals in the history of the world. They'll also stencil your driveway or your patio, whatever it is. They'll also stanchion. They'll put the your kid's name on it to make it his goal. They'll put it up on your garage. You can mount it up there or you can mount it on the roof, whatever it is. I say get the permanent goal that you can raise and lower because that's what the kids want to do. They want to dunk. Dad, they love it. My kid love it, and your kids will love it too. All you got to do is go to ProDunk.com and see just the best goal, period, exclamation point. You're going to love it. I swear your kids will love it. They'll be outside playing. ProDunk.com.
Tell them to drive me smooth, motherfucker.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.